I can certainly relate to what girls go through in their young years and even in their adult years, she says. I've been up and down with my weight. I've been a dumpling, and inside of me, there's still a dumpling trying to get out. With her participation in the film, Parton hopes to help young women with similar issues. It's not easy for anybody, but it's good to let them know that it's okay to be you. Parton feels most like herself inside the private world she shares with her husband Carl Thomas Dean, whom she met just 18 years old. Celebrating 52 years of marriage this year, the couple are never photographed publicly, and Dean shuns the spotlight. Much unlike her, my husband doesn't like to dress up, says Parton. Our life is simple but easy. We don't even have that much company at home. We just like to be together. On her days off, the Nashville-based couple enjoy mini road trips in their RV and quiet picnics in the countryside near their Tennessee home. After more than 5 decades together, date night is low-key. He loves Mexican food, and we know a few little places we can go without being bothered, says Parton. He only likes to go places where he can be comfortable. Parton, of course, still gets dolled up at home. I pull my hair up in a little scrunchie and roll it with little hot rollers and always try to look cute. But the star is confident it's her inner beauty he loves most. Says Parton, he doesn't care what I wear as long as I'm happy. He loves me the way I am. 2 years ago, the couple renewed their vows in an over-the-top celebration held at their home. I never really felt like I had the wedding that we wanted, so we decided to get married again, says Parton. When they got hitched in 1966, the fledgling singer had been asked by her record label to stay unwed. In true form, she rebelled and snuck over to a little church in Ringgold, Georgia, with Dean and exchanged vows. We'd already sent out invitations, and I thought, I ain't waiting, recalls Parton. I had a little white dress and little white flowers. My mom went with me and made me a little bouquet. At their vow renewal, Parton finally got to wear the big long gown and veil she'd always envisioned. He got all dressed up, I got all dressed up, and we did a beautiful ceremony, she says about the special day. It's been a good 50 years, and I don't know how many more years we'll have left. 50 years is a long time for anything.